the shoe of shoeliness. Hello? Hello, are you there? Hello? Did my call get through? Hello? Hello?
What is it? I'm asleep.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I know it's the middle of the night and it's terribly, terribly dark and things. But it's very urgent. I need to speak to you immediately.
Do I have any idea what the time is?
Well, not exactly. But, I mean, I know how to tell the time.
Good. Then you look for me. You tell me, where is the big hand? And where is the little hand? And why are you calling me in the middle of the night?
I'm terribly sorry. I really am. It's just it is an emergency. And yes, I do know it's late. It's midnight here and I'm awfully sleepy.
You are sleepy? I was in the middle of a really good dream. All about the biggest bowl of ice cream I've ever seen. It is 72 o'clock in the night here. Why you ring me?
It's about him.
Who him?
No, not who.
Woo.
Woo who?
Who who?
Dr. Woo.
Dr. Who?
No. Dr. Woo.
Dr. Woo? What has he done now?
Oh, I don't know where to start. It's a disaster. It's an absolute catastrophic mayhem. Burning, gnashing of teeth, raccoons, flailing.
Get on with it. What has he done?
He's stolen the shoe of shoeliness.
What? What? He has stolen the shoe of shoeliness? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
But why?
Well, you know this thing he has about collecting souvenirs? He likes to take things from key events in history, but small things that nobody would notice, like a postcard or a teaspoon or somebody's shoe.
He took the shoe of shoeliness?
What? But no, wait, hang on. No, you said Doctor Who, yes? He is a Time Lord. He will know. This will be for a special purpose. We don't need to panic. We don't need to worry. He will have a careful plan of...
No.
He's not a Time Lord. It's not Doctor Who. It's Doctor Wu.
What is the difference? I could never tell.
He's a Time Lord. They're second cousins on his mother's side, twice removed.
He is Time Lord? Oh no! This is complete disaster! This is meteors falling from the sky, moons exploding, and your nan's the universe unraveling like your nan's best jumper!
Oh my goodness! And I really like that jumper. You mean the one with the peacocks on it? Yes, it is very nice. She worked on it a long time, I think, yes. Yes, she did. It took her months and months. But wait, you mean her jumper's going to unravel?
No, I mean the universe. It's going to unravel.
Oh dear. That's quite serious, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a bit more than a dropped stitch, isn't it?
You think the universe unraveled like your nan's best jumper? Yes, it is quite serious. We're all completely doomed. And you wake me up in the middle of the ice cream dream to tell me we're completely doomed?
But what if he realizes what he's done? I mean... Maybe all we really need is just some kind and helpful person who will help him work out the problem and then fix it and then we'll all be all right, won't it? Oh, we're doomed, aren't we?
Yes, we are completely doomed, but worse. You must not tell anyone about the fact that he has the shoe of shoeliness.
But why? Surely if he knows what he's done, or if we can tell him what he's done, then he can put it right.
If they know he has the shoe of shoeliness, then they will try to take it from him. Yes! And that means that anyone who is with him is in grave danger.
They're in danger.
Danger! You know, mild peril and gnashing of teeth and raccoons.
Yes, okay, I never did understand the thing about raccoons. Okay, so what do you want me to do?
Keep a very careful eye on him. Make sure he does not know you are there. But you must keep a careful eye on him and make sure that he does not do anything completely stupid.
I'll do my best.
Keep me posted. I'm going back to bed.
Okay. Sorry. Good night.